This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Good evening. Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you're probably confused about a bunch of things, but you know one fact for sure. James Comey is a better person than you are. He's a virtuous man, honest, decent, chivalrous. Integrity might be his middle name, though he would never admit it because he's also incredibly humble. Comey doesn't make the kind of grubby moral compromises that characterize your sad, mediocre life. Like Lincoln or the Buddha, Comey's ideals are high, and he lives them. He has said that repeatedly in cable news interviews, so obviously it is true. How good a person is Jim Comey? Well, consider what he decided to do when he left the FBI. He's not giving lectures on law enforcement matters, on how to unravel international money laundering rings or stop drug trafficking. That would be too obvious, too temporal. Instead, Jim Comey is teaching the rest of us about leadership, how to be better people. His is a moral mission.
I could be useful by offering people a vision of what ethical leadership looks like.
It's hilarious, actually. But it's not that surprising. Keep in mind that hypocrisy is the signature fact of this moment, 2018. Whatever public figures are scolding you for doing, they are almost certainly doing themselves, and avidly, if in secret. The ones who lecture you about feminism turn out to be sexual predators. Every anti-gun activist seems to have an armed bodyguard. In a world like that, it is not surprising that James, Mr. Integrity Comey, left the FBI in an ethical cloud. The DOJ's long-awaited Inspector General's report apparently accuses Comey of ignoring the directives of his superiors, of being insubordinate in order to pursue his own agenda. That is not a small charge in a law enforcement agency, but again, it's not surprising in this case. Danny Colson is a former deputy assistant director of the FBI, and he joins us. Mr. Colson, thank you for coming on.
No, thank you. I enjoyed your monologue. That was awesome.
Well, it was heartfelt. And none of this is surprising because it's always the people accusing you of something who are doing that very thing. But I still am a little shocked by what we know, what we think we know. I mean, there are leaks about this IG report, and we'll see. It's coming out 500 pages or so soon. But from what we think we know, Comey is being accused of insubordination, which is not a small thing in the FBI. Is that correct?
Oh, no. It's ground for dismissal. Absolutely. That's you have to follow orders, and you have to be lawful orders. But you're obliged to follow them. If you don't, then they get rid of you, and rightly so.
Well, that's the idea and the theory. If nothing else, then maybe the organization or the institution spits them out. And this seems to be what's bubbling right now. You and I have discussed this before, that, you know, the downline FBI agents, the people that were repeatedly told are great people, they're honorable people, and I believe that to be the case, you know, for the most part. But again, you know, we're only human, and the top is going to set the tone and certain aspects of the institution. And that's what I'm looking at, is say, okay, how much of that leaven has spilled down into the downline agents? And what we're starting to realize and discern is that these downline agents now are responding, and they want James Comey and the others out of their their proud institution. I mean, they've protected this for many years. They've signed up. They have, developed within the institution a time-honored entity that's been compromised. And they see it. They see it easy enough. Now, they've been busy, you know, like the rest of us. You know, we get busy doing our work, and, hey, look, that's the boss, and that's up to them. But when it's this bad, and it's become this blatant, and it's held up in their face, it's rather embarrassing. And you've got at least a couple dozen agents that want to come out and speak freely without any consequence to them, because they could get in trouble, because, as you know, organizations have a way of pulling the downline into lockstep, and if you don't, then you've got a price to pay. And we'll see if we're going to get down to the bottom of this, and we're going to talk more about this report that we have been waiting on. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Imagine what this country's going to be like when we get it back on track. I mean, if it's possible. I mean, because we've got lots of years of abuse here. This isn't something that just happened in, you know, the Barack Obama administration, and more and more of it keeps coming out. I mean, boy, you talk about a constitutional crisis. I mean, we've had one for a long time and didn't even realize it, and I guess we're starting to see that. Michael Dougherty joins us now. He's a political and government abuse expert, and we've got lots to talk about with Michael, of course, author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. And I got to tell you, Michael, the devil's got to be really scampering right now because it's not business as usual in D.C.
No, but everyone that doesn't understand the tentacles of power and who the devil is, just watch who's fighting, scampering. And they do it by silencing, throwing out red herrings, intimidating, fighting with unlimited resources in courts. So these tentacles of power are everyone that has power in the government that we didn't elect. Mm-hmm. And they're appointed. They're not Republicans, they're not Democrats, they're bureaucrats, and then their supporters, which is the media. A lot of the media, because the media has really sort of congealed, and there's not as many investigative reporters, and the centers of power of the media are a lot tighter. So they're held hostage for big stories. So they don't want to tick off power. And so it really is it's unbelievable.
No, it's interesting how you put that, and you're right, is that they're waiting for that big story. That is that carrot, that evasive carrot that sits out in front of them. Hey, if you're a good boy, we're going to let you have a carrot, and maybe you end up with a Pulitzer Prize or whatever along the way. But look, at just mind your P's and Q's and, you know, go along to get along, right?
Correct, and that's half the story. And then they remind everyone out there of what they can do if they're unhappy with you other than just remove the story. When you see how Eric Holder went and used the FBI and used, investigative agencies in the government to scare the living bejeez out of Rosen.
James Rosen, Cheryl Atkinson. Yeah, exactly. Well,
And so there's that phobic fear factor, and that's how you keep. That's a little mini example of how the government keeps the public in check. It's a little bit of sugar and a gun to the head, and it's a nice combo.
Yeah, and when you talk, even before, you would hope that maybe the gun to the head would put you out of your misery quicker, but if they get you, you got a little taste of this yourself. You get caught up in all the morass of, court cases, the judicial process and everything. I mean, people are losing their houses. Their lives are getting ruined. I mean, we have a pending court case here for a florist, for goodness sakes. And the cost that it's taken them to defend themselves, the baker, five, six years he was fighting, you know, to come up with a decision, gave up along the way, had to give up 40% of his business, you know, doing wedding cakes to defend himself. I mean, there's just something not right about all this, Michael.
Right. And that's this again is what is going to win? Is the intimidation tactic of the government going to win? And these are bureaucrats. Okay. Mm-hmm. So these people are like, they've never opened a business. They've never baked their own cake. They've never signed payroll or created jobs. They want to have a sense of meaning of their own. They have this fantasy in their head that by doing this, they're saving the world. And it's called persecution through process.
Right.
And that's what they do. We don't even get our rights. We don't get, I mean, for every baker, there's a million other people that couldn't afford it and rolled. And when people think,
yeah, I mean, we got the Kleins up in the Northwest. I mean, you know, that was her dream, was to, you know, bake goods and stuff. And look what it cost them. I think over $145,000 in legal costs. They got a lot of that money they were able to raise on GoFundMes and stuff like that. But meanwhile, I mean, her future, I mean, her life, her dreams have been snuffed out because of this process, Michael. I mean, it's heartbreaking. I sat there and spoke with her several years ago in Nashville, and it, you know, you could just see it. I mean, the tears coming down her eyes, and it's just heartbreaking to hear about this. Now, this is, you know, of course, being a businessman, you know, like you, and, you know, we have a compassion for people that, you know, want to live out their dream and open up their businesses. And here you have something like a seemingly benign bakery, and you're doing cupcakes and that, and all of a sudden cupcakes are a problem?
I mean, and you want to know why? They pick the lamb to slaughter.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
It's a fear game. Right. Pick the lamb to slaughter. Let everyone else know, because most people are cowards. There's most people run, because sometimes flight seems like the smarter short-term move. But what people don't understand is if you flee and flee and flee, bullies pick on the weak. It increases the odds of your being bullied when you sit there and beg, which Barack Obama would have ever learned this. Right. And we learn these lessons on the playground. Now, What I didn't get to you in time, because it's just hitting the press this morning, actually, is that I won my case yesterday in the 11th Circuit.
Congratulations. High five, buddy. Thanks. Boom.
Thanks.
Okay. Good job.
And it's a huge – the reason the media is, like, stunned is it was a huge smackdown to the government. And it basically said what you've been doing for the past 15 years is illegal. And so there's a legal argument that everyone that signed agreements with the government can now go and have them undone. But the bigger picture is the persecution through process. No one else climbed the ladder I climbed. No, right. Everyone else rolled because they could roll.
Right.
I didn't roll, but see, one out of 60 don't. 59 out of 60 do. So if you're playing enforcer, what happens? And I guess it takes a nut like me and some law firms that are willing to do $6 million of legal work for free, and that's the scary part.
And what's the remedy, Michael? Like you say, $6 million. Right. I mean, how are they compensated?
Well, the law firms get compensated because they get such fame and glory for handling these things that they'll get business like crazy for it because they become the experts. So it's all fair in love and war.
Mm-hmm.
But the big picture is, look, it shouldn't have to be this hard. It shouldn't have to be. I fought it because I could fight it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a patriot. I had the money. I had the time. It was morally outrageous. Most people don't have all those things.
That's right.
And so, and they bank on that. This is why we have to vote and keep these people out, these promised people that then turn and stab you in the back. Look at California. I mean, just look at it. And look how much it takes to wake people up. These people are just sending out sugar from their lips, and they're stabbing us in the back.
Exactly. Well, it seems that based on the primary that maybe the state is starting to wake up a little bit. We'll see how that continues to play out. We're talking about California particularly. But it is a classic study in what happens when one party takes over the state and is running it right into the ground, all under the delusion that all is well. I mean, you would think that Baghdad Bob is the publicist for the state of California with all the propaganda that's coming out of there.
We'll see if there's a silent majority that's going to go to the polls now.
Well, we'll see what happens for sure. Michael Dougherty is with us. We're going to continue our conversation. We're going to talk about the Inspector General Michael Horowitz report that everybody's been holding their breath on. I think probably more people from the FBI will explain why. Stay with us. 15 after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
I say such influence and power that you can hang on every... position, right? Michael Torti at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Michael's story is most incredible, been going on for a number of years. And, Michael, I just want to give you about 2.5 minutes to explain to our audience the abuse that you went through. And this is the power of the government that's worked against us. We're hearing more and more stories like this. The president is exonerating people, and and of course they're up in arms about this all of a sudden, you know, because it's Donald Trump doing it. But fortunately for you, you didn't have to make a call to President Donald Trump and say, "Hey, I need a little love here," right?
Yeah, no, and I didn't have any celebrity friends that would do that. And poor Donald Trump, like all the rest of the presidents, is surrounded by yes men. So it takes someone like him to shatter the glass. Let me just Tech Freedom put a press release out today analyzing this, and I think I'm going to read that for speed because it keeps me under control about not talking too much and running the clock. So this is what Tech Freedom said this morning. The LabMD story against the Federal Trade Commission is a true David and Goliath story. Well over 60 companies, many of them America's biggest corporations, simply rolled over when the government threatened to sue them. Wyndham Hotels did challenge the FTC in court, but gave up in early stages. Only Mike Doherty, the entrepreneur who started and ran LabMD, had the temerity to see this case all the way to a federal court. This February marked a decade since his company was approached by Tyversa, who claimed to have discovered his file on a peer-to-peer file-sharing network. Yet Tyversa's shakedown operation was so transparent to LabMD and one Republican FTC commissioner. In 2012, the commissioner warned the commission not to rely on the evidence, meaning the commission should drop the complaint. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, the Democratic majority on the commission persisted, and in doing so, finally brought the FTC's house of cards tumbling down today. After losing his business and a decade of his life, Doherty is a hero to anyone who's gotten the short end of the regulatory stick. So the key is this. What happens is these lawyers know that the Congresses and the presidents of the past century have given these agencies, these unelected agencies, so much power that you are not allowed to get to court until they're done with you in their own court. And the public doesn't understand about these agencies' own courts. You have no rights to appeal except to them, and they get to run everything. So they got to what they do is called persecution through process, and they cost millions. And I had to survive all that, which means everyone thinks you're guilty, by the way, and the press will be afraid to report about you, and everyone runs away to the sidelines. And then today I have a million new friends. And everyone's like, oh, I knew it the whole time. Yes. And so, you know, which I'll take it. But what has to stop is what these Democratic commissioners did. They bully you. They think they destroyed a company with 700,000 cancer patients in the database. They destroyed us. And for a lie.
Yeah.
Because and folks, if they'll do that to a medical facility that diagnoses cancer, and with the 3 degrees of separation in this country, most of you listening probably are 4 or 5 degrees separation from a patient in that database.
Yes.
Because we have patients all over the United States. But then what do we do about this? This is the administrative state. This is the swamp behavior. And we're finally seeing it through story.
Right. And this is just one of, what, a million other stories. And as you say, most, you know, just pack up their bags and they just can't fight City Hall. Or in this case, the federal government, you know, to have the wherewithal, the intestinal fortitude. This would add a lot of gray hairs, I would think.
Well, to me, it added 30 pounds, but I'm trying to get it off.
Okay. All right. I'm going to charge you for my special dietetic food for the next, couple of years until I get to lose this 30 pounds as part of the remedy here. Oh, by the way. Well, Michael, I know we will hear more about this. Congratulations. Wow. I mean, you are David against Goliath. And, you and I have been talking over the years about this as it has gone on. And, God bless you for all that you've gone through. And yours is a microcosm of, you know, what others have been experiencing. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, and even here on a more celebrated platform is what's going on with the FBI. As you mentioned, you know, how they slow walk things, and we're waiting for this Justice Department's Inspector General Michael Horowitz. Is a report that's been, you know, what, a couple of weeks in waiting, and they're slow walking this. You know, as you say, they have a way, they've got the power. They're not being forced to release this other than public pressure. And, you know, they figure, well, the public will forget about it because we have the attention span of a gnat, you know?
Well, we do, but it's coming closer. I mean, the heat is coming closer, and I think we're understanding this.
Well,
you know, I think the stories, well, it's so important to the stories you can relate to. You see no accountability. You see what happens to the Bundys. You see what happens, you know, when you crawl up to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court votes 9-0. You know, people have to understand that trek up to the Supreme Court, most can't climb the mountain. Most cannot. There's a lot of people dead at the base of the mountain. We've got to get that mountain turned into a hill.
Exactly. And it's got to be going downhill. So that it's easy, not that, as you say, that they're dying at the foot of the mountain, even if they get there, you know, along the way, the devastation leading to that. But in this case here, with this FBI report and, you know, this IG report now, you know, some things have leaked out, you know, like everything that comes out of D.C., it's like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe it got leaked. It's the economy. That's their economy, is getting information and leaking it out. And, you know, what we know is, what we're hearing anyway consistently is that Comey is repeatedly described as defying authority and being insubordinate. I mean, this is the director of the FBI. And you go, wait a minute. How did this guy stay as the director? You know, what was Barack Obama thinking? Or was James Comey one of those useful idiots, I guess?
Well, here's what I think about this, what I've seen so far. It's like, look, the newness is not him. The newness is that we're finding out about it. There's many Comeys. Look what Holder did. Look how outrageous he was. Contempt of Congress. So what? So what, right? Look at what Clapper's doing. Look at the indignity. Look at the complete disrespect. It is, these people have completely forgotten the Constitution.
You know what it reminds me of, Michael, just to interrupt you really quickly when you talk about the obstinance of these people? And it runs deep. I mean, it's an arrogance in that elitist class. John Koskinen. You remember during the hearings how his attitude of disdain, like, why am I even talking to you? You know, I got better things to do. I have better lunches to go to than to sit here and listen to this, you know, silly circus parade of questioning from you guys.
That smirk was something I will never forget. And that's because they know that they've got trapdoors set. They've got criminal immunity. They've got retirement plans. They've got their friends. They know that the media won't pay attention more than 2 seconds. They know the media doesn't understand it. It takes a massive push. It took huge smacks in the face, and we need more miracles. This isn't going away with Donald Trump, folks. These people are going to wait him out. Right. Just like they wait, whenever there's a Republican administration, the bureaucrats go underground and wait it out. Mm-hmm. And when there's a Democrat administration, the Republicans go underground and wait it out. They're just waiting him out. And so we've got to weed them out.
Well, they may have exposed themselves a bit here, Michael, because in the past, you're right, they usually, you know, go underground and lay low until the next favorable administration comes to the top here. But unlike even that group that took all the W's off the keyboards, when George W. was coming into the Oval Office, they had to do something more diabolical. And this, maybe they should have been, you know, happier, maybe just to remove the T's off the keyboard instead of what they've done here. And this is getting exposed big time. And Michael, again, congratulations on your victory in court. That is just awesome. And we'll hear more about it, I'm sure, in the coming days. Michael Dougherty on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, my friend.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez live here. What more could you want? How about your very own, I can only imagine, Blu-ray and DVD digital, hookup here, huh? Would you like that? Hey, all you got to do, just like always, because we're givers here, and it has, by the way, 3 hours of extras, 7 deleted scenes, 5 new featurettes. There's a whole lot to this package, Blu-ray and DVD combo pack that we are sending out absolutely free, and we're so grateful to everybody with I Can Only Imagine, for making this available. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be in the HAPA. And we pull your name, and we have a plethora to give away, and I'd love to bless you all. So get your request in, Bill of BillMartinezLive.com. Real simple, okay? All you got to do, you put me in the HAPA, you be in the HAPA, make sure you include your name, your address, all that good stuff, so we know who and where to send it to, okay? Just like that. Again, we're waiting just a little bit. I say only again because that's what's in my mind, that we're waiting for the counterculture mom, Tina Marie. She is delayed here for just a moment, but meanwhile, give me an opportunity to talk to you a little bit more about what has been going on this week in our government and in the judicial system. You know, with Jack Phillips, the big victory there in the Supreme Court, I think we still haven't heard about the Flores yet. There's some other issues here. With the government, going after religious freedoms. I mean, this is what it's come down to, ladies and gentlemen, is that, a government that is based on Judeo-Christian principles is being challenged like no other time ever. And it takes people of courage and faith to stand up against this. And I say people of faith because this isn't just about Christians. It's just anybody that wants to honor and believe that, in our First Amendment right, that we have a freedom to exercise our faith, our religion, our religious practices, without having the government get in the middle of it. But this is where we are today, and there seems to be a little bit of sobriety with the Supreme Court decision. And we'll see next what happens with the florist. And, you know, you think of all these other businesses whose lives have been compromised. Their dreams have been compromised because of the heavy hand of government, as Michael Dougherty was explaining and what he experienced. I mean, a great victory. I mean, I'm overwhelmed, and it's an honor. And I'm proud of Michael, and I'm proud that, you know, he broke this news on this radio show. Michael and I've had, you know, a longstanding relationship. He's been on with us as a spokesman and other issues, and especially when it comes to government abuse, because he is the poster child. He has gone through it and has seen all this stuff firsthand. So, it is really beholding upon us, we the people. If that is what, if we're going to follow the Constitution, the position of authority is we the people. You know, they say, well, they serve at the president's behest. Really, you know, I don't care if it's the president, any member of Congress, any elected official, even the bureaucrats who aren't elected that are causing a lot of problems, they serve at the behest of we the people. But if we don't exercise our position, and by exercising, look, we are already, by virtue of the Constitution, in that position of authority. If we do not exercise that, and one way to do that starts with being informed of what's going on in your government. The other way is participating in the election process to make sure that you are registered to vote, that you do vote, and that also you continue to protect that time-honored part of our citizenship. And, you know, these states that want to open up the gates and let anybody vote and all this, I mean, we have to take a stand about this. And, you know, this is of their own personal interest. This is not of the interest of the citizens of this country. Yes, we are a nation of immigrants, and the immigrants that we talk about, you know, like my grandparents and yours and maybe even your parents. They came here to participate in the American dream, and by participating, it wasn't that they came to take. They came to give. They said, what do we have to offer here? What can we do to advance the situation? So what these families brought was their resources. They brought their future legacy and their children that are living out the American dream, a dream that their parents thought might be possible. Coming from some oppressed regions of the world, governments that were so oppressive that didn't allow them to realize their dream. But they said, look, if there's any way I can get to America, maybe my kids will have a shot. And today, a lot of their kids, and they came, first of all, they came legally, whether it was through a refugee program or through the natural immigration process that allows over a million people now to come into this country legally. We don't, you know, we don't want people to operate in the shadows. It's not fair-minded. It's not in their best interest that people be offering, you know, operating in the shadows, or that they even be considered as being illegal. I mean, who wants that onus upon them? I mean, it's not right, but it's not right at the very beginning when people, you know, clash through the borders and, you know, come in and, you know, crash the borders and violate our laws. And think that it's acceptable, you know, for them to somehow be illegal, that it's kind of okay. But, you know, I don't blame them, you know, for thinking that way, because, you know, the government has promoted that, have they not? I mean, the reason that we got the kind of behavior and we've got the circumstance that we have right now is that the government has told them through their actions, told the illegal immigrants through our actions and through our acquiescence to this, is that, you know, it's kind of okay. You know, come here. We'll figure it out. I mean, with Ronald Reagan, we allowed and we offered amnesty to 3 million people, all under the guise that, hey, this will never happen again. But, you know, whether it's the Democrats or, you know, some nefarious aspects of our government, said, oh, well, we'll wait and see. And now we're looking, you know, instead of 3 million, now we're looking at, you know, what, 13, 15? I mean, I've heard as many as 30 million illegals, you know, that are going to be amnestied. And here it is. I mean, how do we handle 30 million people coming in when we're trying to manage a million people, you know, what kind of impact is that going to have on our economy and what we're trying to do? And then, of course, some of these surveys that have been coming out recently, I don't know if you've seen this, but, you know, and this goes across all demographics, you know, white, black, pink, whatever you want to look at. You know, most people in their cities are reporting, look at illegal immigrants are not helping us. We don't see this as a positive. I mean, the government, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want us to believe that having illegal people in our cities is a positive thing. It's a good thing, you know, and look what's going on. You got a revolt going on in California where they've been living with this and going, enough of this stuff. This is insane. And now the governor wants to allow for medical health care for illegals. I mean, we're not even taking care of citizens, but we're going to put illegals into the front of the line and usurp the people's treasury, the people's hard-earned money, the taxes that they've paid. We're going to divert it from them and give it to illegal aliens. I mean, is that fair? I mean, there's a big problem, you know, with this. And this is what people are revolting against, because the government has gotten out of control. These unelected bureaucrats and even some elected who think they know better than we the people. Well, we the people let them believe they know better when we don't respond. And we just acquiesce, we tuck tail, and allow them to abuse us. That is what's going on in your government today. But you got to take a stand, and we can be grateful. Like him or not, Donald Trump has gone a long way in terms of exposing the discrepancy in our government today and how, you know, Main Street America, everyday Americans, the forgotten man and woman has been abused in the process. The tail is shaking the dog, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got to understand, if you're not aware of your Constitution, that is your manifesto. That is your passage. That is your right and your positional authority over this government and over this insanity that continues to run rampant and is costing us bazillions of dollars. Enough is enough. This is Bill Martinez, 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Tina Marie Griffin coming up, the counterculture mom, in just a moment. Stay with us.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way Like Us, fresh and more fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 14 before the top of the hour. Yes, the counterculture mom, Tina Marie Griffin, we finally found her. It's, you know, it's VBS week, man, Vacation Bible School, and, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit extra. Got to get the chillins in the right place and have everybody happy. We need those kids at VBS, right?
That's about it. And the kids are all excited to get there. But, of course, you got four kids, nine and under. You're trying to corral all them. But we have record timing today. I think I dropped them off in about 42 seconds.
Well, did you slow down enough to where when they hit the ground they wouldn't scratch up too much?
Well, they know how to stop, drop, and roll, so it worked out perfect this morning.
I love it. Hey, real quick, we've got a lot on the agenda to cover here. But real quick, and you may not have heard about this, but yesterday – Netflix's CEO was confronted at a shareholders meeting about 13 reasons why, and there was a lot of pushback there, and CEO Reed Hastings said, look at 13 Reasons Why has been enormously popular and successful. It's an engaging contact. He admits it is controversial, but nobody has to watch it, was kind of his response. And, of course, as you and I have discussed, 13 Reasons Why Season 1 was cloaked in explicit sexual violence, profanity, and substance abuse. And, of course, the big thing was the whole suicide scene, which is nothing like we've ever seen before, right?
That's exactly it. And I was aware of it. The Parents Television Council sends out the press release to me to let me know ahead of the game what's going on so I can warn parents. So I did blast out several stories on this that it was coming up, and then it was yesterday. And I'm glad that they're raising awareness. But I've heard that throughout my 10 years of living in Hollywood. Well, just because we do this raunchy music videos and my kids don't watch it personally, like I hear this all the time from celebrities when I was out there, doesn't mean other parents have to have their kids watch it. But the problem is us as parents, we're busy 24/7 and we can't see and watch every single thing that goes out there that our kids are watching, even if we are diligent in being a good parent. I think it's a responsibility that comes with being an influencer in Hollywood, and they should not pump out anything that could harm a child, period. And because they are doing this, they should be held responsible, either behind bars or sued, but to get the point across that people should not be allowed to pump out content that literally could take children's lives, and it actually did. There are links to show
Right.
Season one has caused people to commit suicide as a result.
Exactly. I mean, this is pretty incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And listen to this. You may not have been exposed to 13 Reasons Why. Maybe your kids have or your grandchildren. Among the volumes of dark, explicit content, Parent Teachers Council writes, explicit content on season two is a teenage boy graphically being sodomized with a mop. This boy then seeks revenge by planning a school shooting. Academic research demonstrated a 26% increase in the Google search term for how to kill myself following the season one release. I mean, you just can't wait to have your kids exposed to all this again, right?
That's about it. And then who's paying for the counseling as a result? Who's paying for the kids' funeral? They're, you know, very 6 feet under, 70 years too soon.
Well, this is normalizing sick behavior. And, you know, makes it seem like, oh, it's okay. You know, I see it on TV. It's all right. You know, the language, the sexual, it's not even implication. I mean, it's no longer implied. It's right there. It's overt. And then, of course, hey, let's take it further. Let's talk about school shootings and, you know, and that it's just a kind of a natural course of life. Like it's some rite of passage that you can't graduate unless you've been involved in a school shooting. Is that what they're saying?
It seems to be the case, and it just blows my mind why this stuff is even literally allowed. If we, for example, I keep going to the drugs and alcohol deal. If kids can't legally drink at 14 years old, why is alcohol promoted in so much entertainment today for kids that can't legally do it? Mm-hmm. And then we wonder, and we blame the kid. There are kids now that are facing prison terms that an adult would have to face, and yet I feel sorry for these kids because they're doing what they're being told to do through entertainment today, sad to say.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I knew that between MacGyver creating a bomb to 30 people in an elevator versus today's content, which is jump off a building and land in a pool, and you've got kids literally doing what they see, and they can't separate these images from media and reality. That,
exactly.
That's freaks me out the most.
Well, speaking of school shootings, you're reporting on an active shooter game that was almost released. Tell us about this. I cannot believe this deal. This is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to what Tina has here. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is wild. I was alerted by a mom, and I just want to reiterate one more time. Make sure you download my Counterculture Mom app. It's on Google Play. It's on the iTunes Store. It's completely free, and it has content being pumped out daily, and also notifications that will come up on your phone to warn you about stories such as this. So get the Pokemon app for sure. Download it today. Don't miss out on what's going on ahead of the game and be able to protect your kids ahead of time. Mom alerted me and said, you've got to check this game out. It's coming out this week. Well, I did the research on it because I'm very familiar with a lot of video games that are currently on the store shelves. This happens to be an online game. It was called Active Shooter, where the gamer was able to pick who they want to kill for their students in a scenario set up. Literally the scene in the video game was a school hallway, a school, a cafeteria. You go into classrooms and shoot as many students as possible, your classmates, teachers, and even the cops that would try to save the kids. You could shoot the cops. The more people you kill, the more points you get. Literally living out how to be an active school shooter. I could not believe it, and so many people were in an uproar. I blasted out a notification, of course, through the app to let parents be aware. A lot of people voiced their concern. And it was available through an online gaming provider called Steam, which is one of the top providers for online games for kids, by the way. And I've blogged about it in the past. Check out counterculturemom.com. Click in video games for the search area. You'll get all those stories if your kids are online gamers. Point being, so many complaints came in that yesterday, the day that they were supposed to release it, 2 days prior to that, they actually canceled this game from being sold and available through their website. The thing is, I'm still very cautious, and I want to alarm parents on this, because if they're that close to releasing this game, who's to say it's not going to be released?
Exactly. It's already produced. You know, it's just somebody getting a pirated version or putting it out there. But this is how nuts we are, that we would, you know, it's bad enough to see the fire. But no, let's go ahead and let's jump into the middle of it, right?
That's about it. And you know what drives me wild? It should be an aha moment if we realize that we are the only primary country that allows graphic violent entertainment. You look at the results of other countries and what they decide that they allow in their borders and being shown to their kids. They will not allow graphic video games, graphic pornography. Not saying that it's not available. People have a way to find it. But they block it. Their country, their government's not allowed it. Japan, China, all the top nations out there do not allow this kind of graphic content to even be available. They block it for their kids. And you wonder why we're falling short on education in our country versus people in other countries like Japan. They want quality content, quality media, quality education going into their young children's minds. Because
why would you not? If kids are what they think and what they consume and the books that they read and the video games that they play, why would you bring this into the mix of their development? It just doesn't make sense.
I completely agree. And the hard part with this is there's not a good network, and I'm trying to do what I can through my app, to really alarm parents, to waken parents up to say, here's going on. Because right now parents are constantly telling me, Tina, where do we go for this content? There's 300 websites out there with content. We don't know who to trust. We can't keep up. We don't know where to go. We have 5 minutes a day to do some research. So it's like, what can we do? I know I can do the app, and that really helps parents stay on the up and up. But stuff changes so much that people don't know what's going on until after their kids have been exposed to it.
Tina, meanwhile, the caution to them is, you know, do what you know. Yes, there's hundreds. They're so prolific. We're being overwhelmed with this information. If you haven't had a chance to study it, review it yourself, and do the research, I'm talking about parents, then your responsibility is to say no, that everything is on hold until you've had a chance to clear it out. And with help of the Counterculture Mom and other resources. But until then, I mean, because they are basically, they're storming the borders of our children's minds with this crud.
Yep, we are, and they are. I don't say I am, not you, but they are. The good news is, and to do a pump, an injection here of some positive reinforcement, is that when parents speak up and they are aware, it's awesome what's taking place. I want to just put a quick little plug. Thank you, Fox, for ditching the Mick. It was stripped off the air after two seasons. They were going to go in season three, and stripping off the show Lucifer, which was a horrific show for kids to watch. They were told that Lucifer was the good guy, God's the bad guy. He kicked Lucifer out of heaven. How could he do such a horrible thing? And so kids had a twisted worldview on that. When I go around speaking, they're like, I thought Lucifer. No, don't trust Fox. Well, thank you, Fox, for ditching those two programs. But it happened because parents spoke up and said, enough is enough. We want this stuff off the air. Please put some positive content out there. So we can make a difference if we speak up and we band together.
Yeah, without a doubt. A couple other quick things. No swimsuit for Miss America pageant anymore. You were a former contestant, so how do you feel about that?
I was so stoked. I did it back in the day where they had a one-piece bathing suit, and it was for health purposes. They want to make sure we can uphold the responsibilities of Miss America traveling the country, that we're healthy, that we represent Miss America organization to its utmost best quality. So I did the one-piece, but then when they went to bikini, I was already putting up a stink a couple years ago, because I'm like, you don't need to do that, you guys. It's not about the beauty over the brains. And thankfully, the head founder, the chairman now, Gretchen, and I'm forgetting the last name at the moment, but Gretchen just took over, and it's all positive now. She wants to focus more on brains, not beauty. So I want to give, once again, Miss America two thumbs up. It's a great organization to get your girls involved with, because you build a platform, leave a legacy, and also earn scholarship money for school.
Exactly. Okay. 15 seconds left here, so tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes, counterculturemoms.com, and definitely get our free parent media guide to help do a pop culture purge in your home. It's awesome. Text the words media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222, media guide, no spaces, to 44222, and bring it to your school, church, camp, everywhere. I speak all over the place.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.